This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery today. Plus, don't forget the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers that help keep America rolling along. Thanks for what you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there for you to partake in. All right, joining us right now, 7 past the hour, it's Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Captain, and good morning to the whole team. And hi, Flip.
The Army.
Yes, yes. And also, well, let's see. Oh, coming back on Sunday nights is always hard for me. Monday morning, I've been off a couple nights. Okay, last week was the founders. And I don't think there's a better subject that I love to talk about. And we didn't even scratch the surface. So, you know, later on I'm going to do the Constitution, making that and all. However, we have to go on with life here. And I just want to say, I wasn't sure what to put on tonight. And I, because we could go any which way. And when I turned my radio on, after I put new batteries in it, the first song that came on was one I had actually been holding in my hand. Now, that is not coincidence, because I asked God, is this the one you want me to? Because I've put it on once before. It's by Casting Crowns. You're the God of all my days. Yes. First of all, we have a situation of many earthquakes in California. We have situations of everything exploding. We've got people sick. We've got, by the way, we do have to watch for hurricanes. We've got just so many things going on. And so this is the one I put on once for the people suffering. It just fills everything that you're going through. And I know the people I'm talking to are going through, or that are listening, are going through stuff. It may not be exactly what I named, but you're going through things, because I'll tell you what, my phones this weekend, well, let's just put it this way, I couldn't even answer them all. So that tells you something. So, but also, they were interested in the founders and more things, and I went into that a little deeper. But let's go with this tonight. You're the God of all my days. This is for everybody. You people suffering in the earthquakes, that's got to be scary. It's just got to be very unnerving. We've got storms coming this way, and that's got to be a little bit unnerving, but I said the time would come when that would be my next thing. But you know what? Listen to these words, okay? This is for everybody going through anything, because the Casting Crowns went through things. I came to you with my heart in pieces and found the God with healing in his hands. I turned to you, put everything behind me, and I found the God who makes all things new. I looked to you, drowning in my questions, and found the God who holds all wisdom. I trusted you. I stepped out on the ocean. You caught my hand among the waves. Each step I take, you make a way, and I will give you all my praise. My seasons change, but you stay the same. You're the God of all my days. I ran from you. I wandered in the shadows and found the God who relentlessly pursues. I hid from you, haunted by my failures, and I put the word sorrows in there because that's also what he means, and found the God whose grace still covers me. I fell on you when I was at my weakest and found the God, the lifter of my head, and I've worshipped you, and I felt you right beside me. You're the reason that I sing, because you're the God of all my days. You're the God of all my worries. And in my worry, God, you're my stillness. In my searching, God, you're my answer. In my bondage, you're my freedom. And in my weaknesses, God, you're my power. Yes, you're the reason that I sing, because you're the God of all my days. It's a powerful song because of who wrote it and what he went through. And we're going to go through stuff, people. Let's not kid ourselves. We've got a situation that's dire here with a splitting of our country with the different beliefs and people that are getting desperate. People that know they're losing get a little desperate and they can cause a little problems. But I happen to know who wins. And we're just going to go through a few battles. But we're going to make it. I believe in the Bible. I believe in God's Word. And I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to be without God right now. Just some of you that are against God in our country, I wouldn't want to be you, because I think basically inside you know you're getting desperate. There's no way that evil is going to overtake this country. There's just no way. We have too many people, and I talk to too many, that have faith in our system, in our country, in the way that it was formed, in God. And God is not going to, as long as we don't leave God out of it, he will not leave us out of his plan. And his plan is a perfect plan. Yeah, there'll be battles. I warned you for years. We're going to go through some real hard battles. But you know what? What would life be without a few? We would never grow if we just sat around and did nothing. We would never grow if we didn't have these battles. Quite frankly, when somebody gives me a little battle, I become stronger. I'm not backing down from my belief system, and I don't think anybody listening or podcast this are the type of people on the Captain's Army that would back down. We're going to step it up a bit. We're going to step it up a bit if we have to, but I don't know if it needs much stepping up. We're pretty strong. But anyway, God bless you all. I'll be doing blessings this week for sure. Don't worry about that. But in the meantime, just remember, this song is a powerful song. If you listen to the words, came from some guys that were down and out. I think one did have cancer and survived. And, you know, they survived. Many of you survived cancers. We've survived through a lot, and we're going to make it. But keep your faith, and don't worry about what we call the left or the other side. They're going down, and the reason they're getting desperate and worse is because they know they're going down. Remember that. They're losing the battle, and they know it. Don't let it bother you. Stay strong. Thank you so much, God, and God bless this wonderful nation that the founders gave us this freedom. God bless all of you that are fighting right now for our freedom. May God be with you. Captain, thank you so much.
All righty, Miss Rosalie, and prayer intercessor, we appreciate her. And by the way, when I come back, I'm going to tell you about those 20 things that I did the research on yesterday that I found out that the Democrats are proposing. Wait till you hear this. Oh, be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my very good friends, Pete and Seth Talbot, father and son, the founders and the operators of Relief Factor, located in Seattle, Washington. And they're listening to me right now on AM 920 and AM 1400, Megatalk Radio in Seattle. And hello, Seattle. Hope everybody's doing well up there. Now, as most of you already know, and I don't need to repeat all the different things that have happened to me, but arthritis is my worst enemy. And it's pain that people live with every day. It depends on how much. You can be in a little bit, you can be in a lot, depending on the weather and whatnot. But, because I had arthritis and I was diagnosed as such, I took Mobic and Flexeril for about 10 years of my life after that happened, and it cut the pain, but it also had side effects to it, and I didn't care for the side effects. So after 10 years, I said, okay, here's the deal. What can I take? And I think I already know the answer. What can I take so I can get off the Mobic? They said, well, probably the most powerful things, stuff you can take, if you don't want to load up with, what'd they tell me? Not Buffering, but there was another thing. But anyway, if you don't want to load up with, oh, it was Advil. Yeah, Advil. You can try Aleve. Aleve will do a lot more, but don't take more than six because it'll cause internal bleeding, blah, 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 blah. So I took that for about 2 or 3 years, and then all of a sudden I heard about Relief Factor. And I tried the starter pack, just the way that you will too, 1995. And it worked for me. It cut the pain. It cut the swelling in my ankle. It also cut down pain I was having in my back and my shoulder, all the different bones that I broke that were bothering me. I could tell you the weather, by the way. But it took care of it. It really did. And it was amazing. So I'm sold on the product. It worked for me. It will work for you. Just go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or go to my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Click on the big logo link that's right there for Relief Factor and try the 1995 starter pack. What do you got to lose? pain, discomfort, swelling. That's what you got to lose. All right. Back to what I talked about last hour, and I promised to bring back again. There seems to be quite a bevy of things that are coming together now. The proposals, some of them insane to say the least, some of them wacky, some of them scary, that these progressive left liberal socialist presidential candidates have promised to impose on the American people. Now, the first thing was to impeach Trump. The second thing was mandatory gun regulations, in some cases confiscations. The third thing was to legalize the murder of a baby after it's born. The fourth thing was slavery reparations. The fifth thing was gay reparations. The sixth thing was no one has to pay their student loans. The seventh thing was taxpayers pay for all abortions. The eighth thing was they were going to eliminate private health insurance. After all, free Medicare for all, right? Health insurance also, item number 9, health insurance for all illegal aliens. Number 10, forced busing. Number 11, abolish the Electoral College. Number 12, pack the Supreme Court with left-wing judges. Number 13, decriminalize illegal border crossing. Number 14, end deportations of illegal aliens. Number 15, taxpayers will fund abortions for men that think they are women. Number 16, guaranteed income for all. Number 17, tax increases for all Americans. Number 18, tax rates as high as 77% on the richest of us all. Item 19, allow the son of Sam and the Boston bomber to vote. Yep, I'm not kidding you. Number 20, lower the voting age to 16. And oh, did I mention impeach Donald Trump? Now, there are others that I found too, but they're really dumb, so I didn't add them to the list. Like this one, jailing insurance executives for false advertising. For instance, saying you can keep your doctor, that's my example of what we're talking about here. The list does not include such democratic values as their assault on free speech and religion. Now, you got to understand, folks, the next presidential election in 2020 is going to be historic and remembered for many years to come. We have a chance. Those of us that believe in America the Beautiful, home of the free, land of the brave, those of us that believe in that, that do not want our country fundamentally transformed, that are happy with our Constitution, that believe America's greatest days are still ahead of us, we need to get our act together and go up against these morons that are trying to destroy the America that we love. And that's what they're doing. Now, you want another example? Portland, Oregon. Now, think about this for a minute. For many on the right, the attack against the individuals in Portland was too many. And now, according to Big League Politics, a massive rally of conservatives and pro-Trump supporters is being planned for August the 17th in Portland, which could lead to outright war between the political factions. Now, because the left has refused to curb its violence, because the right will be there to defend their rights, and because the police have chosen to do nothing, this could be a real mess. Now, the rally is being called to end domestic terrorism and to push back against the Portland Antifa. Now, I get it. I understand it. But this could be, not saying it is, this could be the straw that breaks the camel's back here. We'll have to wait and see if they actually allowed them to go through with this in August. By the way, the photos we've seen showing Trump's concentration camps, as AOC has liked to say, many of those pictures are file pictures taken in 2014 by the AP when Barack Obama was president. You know how I know? because former President Barack Obama's Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson's brutal rebuke of the left's insistence that the border crisis and subsequent detention centers handled the mass influx of illegal aliens and minors somehow started under President Donald Trump. Well, Mr. Johnson said, quote, chain link barriers, partitions, fences, cages, whatever you want to call them, were not invented on January the 20th, 2017. That's what Johnson said. And regardless of the facts, regardless of the photographs taken from Obama's term in office on Twitter and in left-leaning publications, which are still being circulated as if they were present day, they won't stop. So now the president is putting together a tour for a group of journalists to go through the detention centers and see for themselves what's going on. Now, the Associated Press has had to issue a correction after photos were published and presented as present day, when they actually came from 2014. Fake news, folks. Fake news on the left. Anybody surprised? I'm not. So again, that's where we're at with all that. And let's not forget Mayor Pete. Yep, Mayor Pete. That innocent little guy, sometime known as Alfred E. Newman to some. That's what they call him in some of the pictures he's taken. They call him Alfred E. Newman. That's Mad Magazine, for those of you that don't remember. He said last Tuesday, warned all black Americans of a new civil war if the federal government failed to end racist institutions getting money from the government and if they did not pay reparations for slavery. What the hell are you setting yourself up for here and the rest of the country too, Mayor Pete? Well, I know what he's doing. He's sounding like Joe Biden. Remember a few years ago, Joe Biden warned blacks that the Republicans were going to put them back in chains? He said that, and everybody's going, what the hell are you talking about? Well, it's a puzzling statement, historically, of course, but it was Democrats that put and kept them in chains to begin with. They were the ones that were the slave owners that the Republicans went to the Civil War against to free the slaves. Check your history, folks, if you still got a history book that's accurate. All right, we're coming back with our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The two major earthquakes that hit Southern California should alert people across the nation to the need to be prepared for natural disasters. The state's governor said as officials expressed relief that the damages weren't worse. Governor Gavin Newsom said that governments must strengthen alert systems and building codes, and residents should make sure they know how to protect themselves during an earthquake. He also said he believes the federal government is prepared to help California in any way needed.
Just got off the phone 5 minutes ago, quite literally 5 minutes ago, with the president. Community here is going to, I think, rightfully expect that the state of California has their back, that the federal government has their back. There's no doubt in my mind after talking with the president, he's committed in the long haul to help support the rebuilding efforts. We are as a state as well.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, Mr. Announcer Man, and thank you very much in this edition of our military and veterans news, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy, check them out at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And for more, here is this announcement.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere with no chance for the future or pay raise or a promotion, or if you're just getting out of the military and you've got school skills and you don't really know what it is you want to do with them, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. It's called the National National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts. That's just outside Boston. And the other one's in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. I'll repeat that last little part. An in-demand job, high-paying, with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. I kid you not. You'll start out $50,000, $60,000 a year, and depending strictly on your own ability, you can jump that up to $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 or more dollars per year. And if you get the luck of the draw and wind up going overseas to work for a government contractor, it's a six-figure salary to start with. Think about that. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That number again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It will open the door wide slap open for you. Well, a lot of things going on tonight. We're going to start with the Middle East because we, instead of just talking about Iran, which I'm saving pretty much for Denise Simon because we're going to talk about it, I want to talk about what the Russians did last week. The Russians bombed Syria's Idlib area, and in the process, they killed over 500 people and wounded about 1,000 more. Now, this is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And nobody has said a word. Nobody has said a word. I talked about it briefly on our program with Denise over the weekend. There was more information that came out about this. And again, well, we went after ISIS. We went after the bad guys. Really? Really? Well, how come 550 civilians were killed, and there's not one mention here about ISIS or Al-Qaeda or anybody. Now, also, Joe Biden, who has a habit of just throwing his eggs in the wrong basket sometimes, has come out and pretty much endorsed the former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, who left office. It's known that Biden and Barack had been friends over the years, and he had invited him a number of times to come speak at different places where he was and vice versa. And the former Israeli prime minister is now running to try to beat Benjamin Netanyahu coming up in the election they're having in Israel. But so far, he's failed to ignite much interest. So step into the mix, Joe Biden, see if you can conjure something up. And that's what he's doing. Now, the typical reciprocal allegations over the success or the post-BDS proponents have scored a win over the pro-Israeli community with the cancellation of a conference. The boycott of apartheid, the Israeli thing that a lot of the Israeli radicals were involved in. This was not something that your average run-of-the-mill Israeli was attending. By the way, Jared Kushner had this conference over there, and in the course of the conference that he had, the economic workshop that he oversaw, he sought to praise Mohammed Abbas, and he said people that are attacking Mohammed Abbas and saying crazy things are just not doing anything to help the situation over there. Well, that's probably true, but still, who knows? I certainly wouldn't be stepping up for Mohammed Abbas if it were me. So, Jared, maybe you might want to choose your bedfellows a little bit more careful. Also, the California National Guard is sending around 1,500 of their troops into Kern County, in particular into Ridgecrest, California, along with a bunch of logistics that's going to be needed in the upcoming months. They're going to need to rebuild roads. They're probably going to need to rebuild a bridge or two. They're definitely going to need to redo the infrastructure because some cell towers came down, some broadcast towers came down, some repeater towers came down. They had 7 emergency frequencies in Kern County. They're currently down to 2. And amateur radios are barking loud and clear out there right now because that is the one system that continues to go in an emergency, amateur radios. And I'm proud to be an amateur radio operator because of all the great things that the amateur radio operators do here in our local area. Now, there's a story, and it's a sad story for me to report because I don't like to have to do this. But the 4-star admiral who is set to become the Navy's top officer on August the 1st is instead going to retire. This is an extraordinary downfall prompted by what Navy Secretary Robert Spencer said was poor judgment regarding a professional relationship. Now, the sudden move by Admiral William Moran may add to the perception of turmoil in the Pentagon's senior ranks coming less than a month after Pat Shanahan abruptly withdrew from consideration to be Defense Secretary after serving as the acting secretary for 6 months. Now, leaders of the individual military services, both civilian and uniform, play less critical roles in national security than the defense secretary. And they're not in the chain of military command, but they are responsible for ensuring that the armed forces are trained, equipped, and prepared for combat and other roles. Admiral Moran had been vetted for promotion by the top uniform position, or to the top uniform position in the Navy, nominated by President Donald Trump and confirmed by the Senate in May to succeed Admiral John Richardson as the Chief of Naval Operations and become a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Instead, Admiral Moran said in a written statement last night, Sunday evening, that he told Spencer he decided to decline his appointment as the next Naval Chief of Operations and requested to be allowed to retire. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Now, it was brought to the attention of many that he maintained a professional relationship with an individual who was held accountable and counseled for failing to meet the values and standards of the naval profession. And unfortunately, that gap that was in there and that question that remained took care of that very quickly. And senior Navy officials said that Navy Secretary Spencer learned of the relationship only after Moran's Senate confirmation in May. Now, we don't know all of what's involved here, and we don't know who the individual is, but it was enough to cause Admiral Moran to resign and not move on to the Joint Chiefs of Staff as the Director of Naval Operations. All right, I'm coming right back with our next Truckers Highway Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trigger's hard.
Highway Junkie, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by your favorite Pilot and Flying J. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Check them out, Pilot and Flying J. Well, I got to start by reading you this National Hurricane Center report as of 2 a.m. Eastern Time this morning, July 8th, when we started the program. And this is still accurate until they do an update, I believe, at 5 a.m. It says a trough of low pressure located over the southeastern United States is forecast to move southward towards the northeastern Gulf of Mexico, where a broad area of low pressure will likely form in a couple of days. Some gradual development is possible thereafter, and a tropical depression could form by the end of the week while the low meanders near the northern Gulf Coast. Regardless of the development, this system has the potential to produce very heavy rainfall along portions of the northern U.S. Gulf Coast later this week. For more information about the rainfall threat, we're talking about paying attention to what's going on, and it's just got a 70% formation change through the next 7 days, the next 5 to 7 days, 70% chance of development. Now, that gets that out of the way, so you know if you're coming down here into the Gulf States area, that from about eastern Mississippi east all the way over into the Jacksonville area and down as far south possibly as Tampa Bay, you could be running in some really heavy rain showers. All right, let me take that thought and run with it. I-4 looking good tonight in Florida. I-95 looking good tonight in Florida, up to Georgia for that matter, looking good all the way up into northern Virginia, where you will run into rain. We'll get into that in a minute. I-75 going up out of Florida, looking good, all the way to Michigan. How about that? Clear shot weather-wise up to Michigan. All right, now, I-10. Starting in I-10 and going across, you may run into some showers up in the panhandle around Pensacola, over towards Mobile, Alabama, and possibly into Louisiana, New Orleans, but that will be coming from whatever this is that's going on down there that we're talking about, this low moving into the northeastern part of the Gulf of Mexico. I will tell you that if you're going over into Louisiana, across I-10 and I-12, you are going to have some really hot temperatures in there, heat index temperatures 100, 105, 110 in that part of the country tonight. Now, taking I-10 out to Los Angeles, California, looking good except for the heat indexes you'll be running into in Arizona, as well as going across the deserts in California. I-8 out of Arizona into San Diego, looking good. I-20, I-30, all looking good tonight. I-40, looking good. Might have some rain around Memphis, a little bit of rain scattered towards the west end of Arkansas and scattered across Oklahoma. That's about it. I-40 looking good there out to Barstow. I-64, you'll start out in some rain in the east coast. I-81, you'll run into some rain in West Virginia, parts of Maryland, and central Pennsylvania, probably all the way to Harrisburg by the looks of this. And I-70 coming out of Baltimore, you'll have some rain in the higher elevations. You'll run out of it when you get about third of the way into West Virginia. Then you'll be looking good going across to St. Louis. I-76, you will have rain tonight, headed over towards Pennsylvania Turnpike West, over somewhere around Snowshoe, then you should be out of it. I-80, you'll have some rain coming out of New York City into Poconos. You'll run out of it by the time you get over there, again, around Snowshoe. And I-90, looking good on I-90 tonight, looking good on I-94 tonight. I-95, running north, you'll have rain in the northern part of Virginia and parts of Maryland. Might run into a little bit of it in Delaware, but you'll be out of it by the time you get to Jersey, and looking good up to Maine. I-81, except for Pennsylvania, the rain there, looking good. I-87, looking good there. All the other roads back and forth are looking good. We do have a fire threat this morning to tell you about in Utah. Central Utah, I-70, from Richfield, Utah, east to the Colorado state line, and to the central and western part of Utah tonight, north of west of I-15 and south of I-80. You'll have some fire threat advisory there in the the forest and mountainous areas that are there. Now, don't forget to check out your local pilot in Flying J, because they are not your local daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, the pilots and the Flying J's around have got a lot of amenities. Pilot just expanded. A lot of the travel centers now are full-size truck stops. You're going to love that. So stop by, check them out, see what they got. They got some pretty good food there, and the services there are also very well. And tell them the captain sent you. You'll wind up with a free cup of coffee. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
I just want to start out with this story that's broken about the Admiral, Admiral Moran, who was scheduled to be the Chief of Naval Operations and join the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who resigned abruptly last night. What's been going on there? You know anything about that?
Well, they always say it is because of some lack of confidence and bad decision-making. Which means that that is the go-to answer for something else that they uncovered. So beyond that, I don't know, but he took a immediate resignation and retirement.
Right, exactly, to stay out of the public eye.
I suppose.
Yeah, so we'll just have to wish him well, and I wonder who they're going to get.
We won't learn anything more about it. That's how the Navy is going to close ranks. And I shouldn't say Navy, but the military kind of closes ranks when, you know, you've got some flag off.
Well, Admiral Richardson is scheduled to leave August the 1st, so I guess Admiral Richardson's staying on until they find a replacement.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yep, it is. And he's been doing a good job, so it's not that he would want to leave. But then again, after so many years, they have to. They've only got so many years as a term on the Joint Chiefs of Staff unless they become the chairman. And then they get to stick around for a little while longer. But anyway, so we'll keep our eyes on that and see what happens. Now, we are going to talk about Iran. We are going to talk about a lot of things that are going on over there, not only the Middle East, but also there's been a wake of bombings again, goodness sake. We just can't get away from the bombings in Afghanistan, can we?
Or Syria. I mean, Russia's continuing to bomb Syria and killing people left and right, and it's like nobody wants to talk about Syria anymore, and that into itself is bad.
Over 500 people killed and 1,000 wounded in the last series of bombings by Russia, and they claim they were bombing the bad guys, but yet these are civilian casualties.
Civilian casualties. What bad guys exactly? Hello, Moscow.
Well, they're trying to annihilate the group that was going against the Assad regime, and this was where they went to seek shelter, if you will, refuge, and they were told they could go there, they'd leave them alone, but not happening, is it?
No, and that seems to be the pattern.
Yeah, and it's a shame because the United Nations or somebody should be brought into this, but nobody's saying a word.
Nobody, and, you know, why is Assad still in power?
You tell me, we'll both know.
Oh, well, I can't do that. I mean, I thought there was hope several years ago, but now, you know,
No, he's been propped up, and they plan on keeping him there for good or bad, for whatever reason, but they are definitely going to do that, and I guess we're just stuck with the guy until somebody figures out a way to get rid of him.
Well, I mean, you know, the guy's a war criminal. If for nothing else, given what's going on right now, because he's allowing Russia to do these bombings.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. And, we are going to talk about Jeffrey Epstein and the situation there. An unbelievable set of circumstances. And by the way, this goes back to Slick Willie's adventures with the Lolita Express. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.